Hello and welcome to The Franchise Life. I'm your host, Stacey Shannon. Today, I have with me Tim Montgomery, who is the Senior Director for That One Painter with Resi Brands. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you, Shannon. Thanks for the invitation.
Of course. All right. So That One Painter, let's just dive in and give us an overview of the brand.
Absolutely. So let's talk about why paint. Painting is a huge industry. We are excited about it because homes require so much care and attention. We offer 18 services. Some of them you would have already guessed, you know, interior painting, exterior painting, deck treatments, along with minor carpentry repairs that may be needed for that, or minor sheetrock repairs that may be needed for an interior paint job. But some of the ones that might not come to mind are things like painting kitchen cabinets. We do a lot of them. You can take a tired-looking, outdated kitchen and by painting the cabinets, completely modernize and transform it. Another one that might not come to mind is popcorn removal off of ceilings. We remove the popcorn, retexture, repaint, and the home looks modern and beautiful. And another one is a proper treatment for brick. Now, the first thing that's screaming in your mind right now is don't paint brick. You're right. Don't paint brick. It's very bad. If you seal the brick, then the brick can't breathe. It's going to build up moisture behind it, behind that seal, which is going to push the paint off. But think with me for a moment. The Greek islands, I've never been there, but I want to go. Always impeccably beautiful. It looks like it's just had a treatment of some sort. How are they taking care of these stone structures? Well, there's an old school Italian company called Romobile. They make lime washing products, and you can apply this to stone structures, to brick buildings. And let's say you got a brick home and it was built with a faddish color or a faddish design. A few years later, it's outdated. It's lost its curb appeal. Well, we can come in. We're one of the few companies that provides this. Apply this lime washing treatment, and it's healthy for the brick. It calcifies to the brick. It allows the brick to breathe, and you can provide a complete palatial transformation. And a little bit more about the company. We are the fastest growing painting company in the nation. And there's a lot of reasons for it, from the financials to our various models to our culture. But that's kind of a long answer, so I'll hand it back here.
All right, Tim. Thank you. So, okay, you mentioned one of the fastest growing. My goodness. So this is a business that was founded in 2011, started franchising in 2021, and you are on the cusp, as I understand it, of approaching 300 territories as we speak. That is incredible growth.
Yes, it is. It is. So we've been franchising for just a little over 2.5 years. We finished the 2-year mark with 90 territories. Now, to put that in perspective, as you know, Shannon, only 5% of franchisees, or I should say franchisors, ever reach 100 units. And the average time frame to accomplish that is 10 years. Well, we hit 90 at the 2-year mark. Then, I know you want to visit about this, then we introduced the investor model. 6 months later, we're knocking on the door now of 300. So it has been remarkable growth.
Incredible growth. So out of those 300 territories, how many do you have open and operating today?
So that would be, I believe, because I think the short answer for that is about 100, because okay, so many of them sold in just the last little bit of time. And the majority of those are either launching right now as we speak or launching in the next 6 weeks or so.
But 100 territories up and operating gives a lot of great room for validation, which clients are always looking for. So you almost tried stealing my thunder, Tim, but I'm glad you didn't. So one thing I've introduced several painting concepts, and you know, it's a misnomer many times when you see a brand name like That One Painter, because to your point, You have over 18 services within or under that one painter umbrella, which is phenomenal. Multiple revenue streams. I love it. Okay. What I really want to focus on today is the investor model. This is a model that you shared, you have recently introduced. And really, what it achieves is for an investor, once this business is up and running, to primarily only spend 5 hours a week on the brand. And Resi Brands or That One Painter picks up the heavy lifting on the rest of the time there. So, what is the investor model and why has it become so popular to prospects today?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. So it is becoming very, very popular because it's meeting a need that was in the market. So you've got people who have capital to invest, but they don't necessarily have a lot of time. For example, we've got, people from all various different sorts of backgrounds coming in on this. We've got people from a background in sports. We've got medical professionals coming in. We've got a surgeon that just signed and some other from that field that are getting ready to. People with a background in medical sales who have got the means, but they don't have time per se. So the way this model works is you start with a minimum of five territories and a regional director from day one. We've recently introduced this model, but it is not a new concept. It is based off of and built off of the way that Austin headquarters has been run for quite a few years. Here in Austin, Stephen has his corporate territories, and he has some in Dallas and Houston as well. He has 16 total of those. Two directors that oversee the whole thing. Each territory has its own representative. We call them a location manager or territory manager, but then you've got directors running the whole thing. And because they are running everything, it can be, very passive for the owner. Now, he can be or she can be as involved as they want to be, but it is specifically built for those who have the means, but not the time. And so you can do this for, we guesstimate, 5 hours a week. I'll let you in on a little secret here. Stephen, with his 16 corporate territories, because of this model and because he's got directors over the whole thing, literally his time investment per week is about 2 hours. We want to err on this other side and say, plan on spending about 5 hours. Could you get to the point where Stephen is? Probably.
Yeah, I like that. I would rather err on the side and have, hope for the worst, but plan for the best. So, okay, listen, let's break down what the responsibilities of a franchise owner is under the investment model versus what that one painter will assist with.
Absolutely. So, on the owner's side, the responsibility, as far as time-wise, it's low, but it's going to be that person's responsibility to hire the director. Now, I have good news. We can give them templates to use and advertising for this position, and we've got hiring agencies we can point them to assist in the hire. And I've got more good news in that, yes, the owner will need to interview this person and make the final choice, but our coaches are happy to jump in and also interview and help vet this pick. And then that regional director will come to Austin. He or she will do about 80 hours of online training, and then they're going to come to Austin for a total of about a week and a half of internship, being prepped and prepared to run this large-scale operation. Now, the regional director will hire for each territory, a location or territory manager. We will assist the director with templates again and where to place these ads. And we are happy to also help that director vet those positions as well. They're important positions. You want highly motivated people who are We put them on a commission pay plan, these territory managers, so they are motivated to sell. The more they sell, the more they're going to make, and the more they make, the more the owner is going to make. So it's a win-win situation. But we will help with all that, and then the director will be driving and running this whole operation. But more good news, that director and the territory manager are also going to be under our regular coaching sessions, and we are helping hold them accountable for the owner. The owner's responsibilities: make the hire, make the investment, facilitate all of those things. And then his big responsibility is once a month to be on a coaching call with that director and us and foster good culture within the company, because it's his company. And Stephen will tell them, we don't need a lot of your time in this model, but we do need your attention, and we do need you to care, because ultimately it is that person's business.
Absolutely. So, as I understand it, you are taking off a lot of the heavy load of the hiring, the recruitment, and the managing of the staff. So, but you are putting that number one key employee, the recruitment. I mean, you mentioned you're going to assist with it as much as that investor wants. But it is ultimately that investor's responsibility to hire the regional director, their number one employee.
Yes, that is true.
And
Absolutely
then
right.
from there on out, the regional director, along with that one painter, corporate will help recruit, hire, and manage the rest of the staff.
That's right. That's right. So the director is managing, doing the main managing of the whole thing, but our coaches help oversee and hold some levels of accountability and pay attention to the numbers as well, and work directly with that director to address things and make sure everything is on track, and then report and keep in touch with the owner. So we're very much intricately involved, but the actual hands-on day-to-day running, it's going to be those territory managers and the director, but we're very involved in the process.
And how often does your staff then meet with the regional director and those territory managers? And then likewise, how often does your staff meet with the franchise owner?
So with the coach, sorry, with the director and those location managers, their weekly meetings, and then we will have a scheduled once a month call with the owner. But if the owner desires more, there's certainly opportunity for more. And some of the owners want more involvement. We encourage that as well, but it is built to be extremely passive.
And how many owners do you have today that have invested in this investor model?
That's a great question, and I don't know the exact number, but I can do some quick math to give you kind of an approximate here. So with the addition of those 200 territories, I'm going to say that's roughly about 33 new owners.
That is great. Okay, so let's talk the investment briefly. What does it look like for an investment of a minimum of five territories, all in?
510,000, 175,000 of that is for the five territories. Territory number one is 49,000. The second one is 39. Number three, four, and five, if bought at the same time, are $29,000 each. So you kind of get a reduction in the rate on that as you buy them. And then the rest of that money is a very solid pad for the first few months of expenses.
And when you just said if bought at the same time, the third, fourth, and fifth, is there an option of not paying that 175 upfront in the investor model?
There is not. I only mentioned it because with our other models, they may be
Gotcha.
looking at buying two or three and so on. So just like to mention that, but no, but there is the option to go bigger. So far, the largest in from the start, we've got a couple that started with 13. I have a hunch in short order, we're going to see some that go in even larger. That happened yet, but there is talk with some people that are interested for sure.
Wow, congratulations on that. Okay, so we've covered the investor model, but let's talk about resi brands. And I know you have several brands under your umbrella, but from a that one painter perspective, what other I guess offerings do you include as attributes of the business model?
Okay, so are you thinking like what other brands are under
Oh,
the
like
resi
call,
brand?
not brands, but like your call center. What other
Yes.
assistance do you provide the franchise owner as far as additional attributes of the business that they will be able to take advantage of, per se?
Absolutely. Love the question. And I'm sorry, Stacy, I've been calling you by your last name all day today. I'm so
You know
sorry.
what, Tim? You are not the first, and you're not going to be the last. So I answered either. Do not
Stacy,
worry.
so sorry. Yes, with me and my wife, Tim and Kim, she goes by Kimber because otherwise there's all the confusion as well. So, yes. So everything about Resi brands really is unique. And this is to answer your question. For example, what they're going to have access to, amongst many other things, is an in-house marketing department. We don't sub it out. Most people would sub that to a third-party agency, and they have their strengths, and they are able, a third party is able to market on Facebook, Instagram, Google My Business. We do too. But the advantages we have is we're able to go much broader than that onto platforms that are very specific to the home services space. So things like Angie's List, Networks, Thumbtack, and quite a few others. And what we do in the beginning is we go broad and then we monitor the result and see, and depending on which ones are performing best in their area, for whatever reason, Stacy, different territories respond better to different platforms. We then modify, adjust the budget, and then enter at that point of strength of what is working in their area. Combined with that, we have another in-house department, and most companies would call this a call center. With us, that's like a bad word. It's not a call center. It is an appointment and connection center. A call center can take a call and then say, "Hey, Stacy, so-and-so called. Can you reach out to them?" That's not what our department does. We get the leads generated from our marketing department. We turn them over to the second department, our connection center, and they go back and forth with them on your behalf, about 14 times by text, chat, messenger, email to convert those into bidding appointments for you. So we actually put them on your schedule. At 10 o'clock, you're going to go and bid this job. At 2 o'clock, you're going to go and bid that job. Now, so those are two real important things, but it is so many things. It is so many levels of support. We have weekly coaching calls. We have mastermind classes. We've got location boost. If you feel like you need a hand, pull the fire alarm. Every department will step in to see how they can assist. We've got sales-a-thons that we hold where we coach, and then everybody's there. The coaches go quiet. Everybody picks up the phone and starts calling jobs they bid they haven't landed yet. And we sell tons of jobs together in those group settings. You probably know who John C. Maxwell is. This is a recent addition, the world's best-selling nonfiction author. He's kind of the guru, as you know, of everything related to leadership. And he is now on board our company. He has the largest coaching company in the world. Lots of people want to be coached by him. So he has 50,000 people under him coaching his teachings or principles. Stephen has coached via his, or sorry, has mentored under him via his books for years. And a few months ago decided he had to meet him and interview him. So he did. Well, John was so impressed by Stephen and the company's building. He did something unexpected. He says, "Stephen, let me have your cell phone number." And then he gave him his. Stephen came home and John started calling him. And his question was, "Stephen, What would it look like if I came on board your company at this stage? What could we build together? Long story short, Stacy, he came to our convention. He was the keynote speaker. And then he now holds monthly coaching mentoring calls with our franchisees, and they are powerful. I literally, the last one was last week. I took 4 pages of notes, and he literally explodes my brains. He gets me thinking on levels I never dreamed or ever even thought to think on. And so Resi Brands is one of only three companies that is being personally coached and mentored by John. Everybody else gets one of his 50,000. So it's a great privilege and pleasure to have him on board. And what I can tell you, I can just give you a teaser, Stacy. Stephen just cannot stop creating new levels and more levels of support. There's about three new ones right now he's working on. Once it's public, we can talk about it, but I can tell you three more powerful levels of support that are about to be introduced.
Oh, how exciting and how impressive to have somebody approach you of that caliber, be in Resi Brands, to be a part of the organization. So congratulations on
Thank
that.
you.
You know, one
Thank you.
thing that I think is just so powerful also about what you said is the collaboration and the continuous learning and leadership development. I think that is something that is just not out there within a franchise system. I know I own a franchise. I am consistently collaborating with other owners on proposals and best practices and so forth. So again, it's you're in business for yourself because it is your profit loss. You're personally responsible for that, but not by yourself. All right. So let's get to the I mean, we've already covered some good stuff, but let's get to the even better stuff. And that is the financials, because, you know, I started out saying there's a lot of painting companies out there, but not all painting companies are built the same. So from a revenue standpoint, and I know you can only share limited information from an ROI standpoint, but what can you share with us as far as financials across your various franchise locations that are open today?
Absolutely. So our last released FDD, item 19, the average revenue for the year was $987,000, which is a very good annual revenue. As far as the other numbers, as you know, we're not allowed to share that at this point. But what I always tell people when they get on the call, because everybody wants to know that. And I tell them, here's what we can do. After you do the next step, which is the executive call, we will send you a blank pro forma that you can kind of fill in and kind of help you come to some conclusions on your own. And also, we're going to get you into validation calls with franchisees. They are not limited in what they can share. You can ask them straight up, what do your numbers look like? And they are happy to share with you. So between those two things, most of our candidates end up being happy with what they hear, and they get enough information to make a decision and move forward.
So the average is 987,000. Is that for a single territory or multiple territories?
That is per territory, same
Per
person.
territory. So when somebody is considering this investor model, you mentioned the minimum commitment is five territories. So if you take five territories times 987,000, that's some really, really good revenue that you're drawing on your 500K investment.
The revenue potential based on that number,
Revenue potential.
yes, is lovely. I'm honestly kind of daydreaming about it myself as a retirement move, Stacy.
Well, you better get on it, because as
I
I know, that
know, right?
territory is going fast.
I know. So true.
All right. So on a last note, Tim, you know, what would you say to somebody that might not be super passionate or excited about the home services space? It's just something they've not really pictured themselves doing before, and they have no experience in it. What would you say to that prospect?
Great question. So first of all, you do not need any experience in painting. Stephen likes to say, by the time you've done the training, you will know more about painting than you ever wished you knew. So you're not going to be doing the painting yourself. No, nothing to worry about there. You don't need to know anything about it coming in. We will teach you. And Stacy, remind me, there was another part to your question. There was how much experience the
It was
home
the
services.
experiences and the passion about, how do they become passionate about the home services space?
So here is the secret sauce for that. What are you really looking for getting into business? Somebody posted the other day on a social media site something to the effect, pursuing your passion is some of the dumbest advice, I'm paraphrasing, that you could ever get. Because pursuing your passion in the sense of exactly what you're going to put your hand to may or may not pay the bills. So, if your passion is for a particular thing, whatever that may be, maybe it should really be where is a great opportunity? Like I've had some people begin to look into our opportunity, and at first they're like, well, painting, I don't know, I'm not passionate about that. And then they look at the models and they see some of the potential, and all of a sudden the light comes on and they're like, wait, wait, wait. This is the investment level. These are the revenue potentials. Oh, wait, wait, wait. You've got the model where I can become very passive. And suddenly, and other factors like the home services space, it's so needed because everybody needs a place to live. And painting is ongoing. And suddenly, when all those things click, they're like, okay, I'm passionate. I want this because it checks all the boxes that they had. There's some people out there, as they're talking about this space, they're saying things like, boring home services, I love it. Or boring paint, the potential. That's what we're excited about. So, like me and Kimber in the home we've lived in for 7 years. In those 7 years, we've painted the outside of the house, number one, painted the inside of the house, number two, painted the kitchen cabinets, number three, treated our decks multiple times. I'll just count it as one, though. Stained our walkways multiple times. I'll just count that as one. Recently repurposed and redecorated two of our rooms, number six, repainted them. Oops. We did one of them wrong, so had to repaint it again, but I only counted as one. It's probably more like 11 touches of painting services in 7 years, but I'm going to be conservative and just say it's six. Now, translate that to your clients out there, your customers. Once you make a customer, and when this happens with us a lot, we go in for the first time and we do an application, whatever painting service they need. We give them a professional, amazing job and a customer service experience that's on so many levels higher than what they were anticipating. Guess what? Stacy, we now have a client who 6, 8 months later is reaching out for the next thing and then the next thing. And with these 18 services, there's opportunity, just like our home. It never stops the need for these services. So it is with our clients. So there's ongoing revenue opportunities. And that's not even factoring in things like you go to sell your house and the realtor says you need to paint it. So you do. And then the new person buys the home. What do, Stacy, with that freshly painted house? They paint it again, right? Their color. So it's an amazing. So for those sort of reasons is why we are passionate about it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Tim. I'm excited to see. I have a client that's going to be going through the process with you here in the near
Yes.
term. I'm excited to see and hear his thoughts. And I can tell you there's a lot of buzz throughout the franchise community, and in particular, the colleagues that I collaborate with about this brand and the investor model. Because to
Awesome.
your point earlier, I constantly have clients come to me that want an investment, but don't want to spend a lot of time on the investment. So, and that's where that one painter investor model comes in.
Yes.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to have you with me today. For anybody that is interested in learning more about that one painter franchise opportunity, please reach out to me at Stacy@fusionfranchising.com. Thanks and have a great day.